WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Police has not disclosed what became of the man who threatened to jump off a bridge over the freeway Saturday.
Nor has CSPD revealed why. For almost 2.5 hours, the man was on the bridge rail on the southbound freeway exit over Texas Avenue towards Rock Prairie Road. The man turned himself in about 15 minutes before kickoff of the Aggie football game and was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. College Station police business during Saturday's game included catching a man, witnesses say, entered a parked vehicle, looked into other vehicles, and tried to open a garage door south of Gabbard Park. Bryan police received a witness report of an armed robbery Friday night at a Northside convenience store. A Brazos County deputy constable and a deputy sheriff caught two men accused of taking nearly $34,000 from the Lucky Mart on Woodville Road. The cash and checks were recovered, along with an airsoft gun the victim thought was a semi-automatic pistol. The store employee was treated at the hospital for injuries after he was hit in the face and fell, hitting his head on a concrete post. A taxi driver had his car stolen following a dispute over a fare. College Station police report the car was found a few blocks away and was returned to the owner, who did not have a permit. The incident was early Saturday morning on Paloma Ridge Drive, just north of Holloman South and Kane Road. 4 hours later, police returned to arrest the suspect, who was knocking on a stranger's door in the neighborhood. An arrest by Bryan police on charges of evading arrest, driving with an invalid license, and drug possession began as an aggravated assault in College Station. CSPD reports a woman was threatened with a handgun at the Wendy's at Holloman and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, the victim followed the suspect as he drove into Bryan. A Bryan City Marshal riding with a BPD officer spotted the suspect. That led to a pursuit that ended when the suspect's SUV entered a ditch and struck a cactus. Driver was caught following a foot chase. Officers found what turned out to be a stolen handgun along with crack cocaine and marijuana. According to online jail records, it's the 15th arrest for 26-year-old Jordan Dalton of College Station in the last 7 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Warnings were issued Saturday for property owners and renters in College Station who allowed vehicles to be parked in their yards for those attending the first Aggie home football game. Code enforcement supervisor Debbie Kaler says tickets the rest of the season are possible to residents, but not to vehicle owners.
Because we understand that there's people coming from out of town who may not know what our ordinance is, we try to educate that tenant, that property owner. And also, if it's a rental property, we let the management company know, hey, this is what's going on your property. Please make sure that your tenants and your residents aren't parking or having other people park on their grass.
Space remains available at the City of College Station's Northgate parking garage for rent. A 40-year faculty member at Texas A&M was recognized at the last Board of Regents meeting. Philosophy professor John McDermott was on hand to accept a resolution.
Coming as it does in the darkling twilight of my life, or shall we say, jargonically, in the nick of time.
President Michael Young considers Dr. McDermott his philosopher.
Professor McDermott has utilized his passion for teaching to instill in his students a philosophy which extols the virtues of personal growth from every life experience, including over 25,000 students during his 65 years of teaching.
McDermott continues to teach upper-level classes, serves as director of A&M's Community of Faculty Retirees, and chairs or serves on advisory committees involving master's and doctoral students. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos. Yeah, no, we're working. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Labor Day will start out with partial sunshine, but as the day goes on, there's increased risk of showers and thunderstorms. They'll be developing in spots for the afternoon. Keep that in mind if you're going to be outside today, 90 to 95. We're partly to mostly cloudy tonight, and these storms end during the evening, 75 to 80 overnight. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms may return in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly sunny with afternoon storms Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell, and we are here indeed. And for your Labor Day sports coming up, I'll have all the details on the Aggie football game from this weekend, including audio from Kevin Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight. Also, I'll update you on your high school football scores, and in Major League Baseball, the Astros stave off the series sweep against the Rangers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so they're saying a 50% chance of showers, which is okay. But, I mean, we got to do another week of 95s.
I know, right? When's it going to drop?
It's toasty.
It was almost Saturday morning was nice. Sunday morning was okay. You know, it had a little cool breeze. I thought maybe with the beginning of football season it was going to get cool because, like, that's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it warmed up. Did y'all get any rain yesterday? I heard thunder.
Yeah, I drove through a little bit of rain, and it came by the house apparently. Yeah. But
there's something, I don't know, I'll look it up. This was like the wettest August in 100 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll look that up later. Some Mississippi inmates picking peas in a garden, and they got a call to go clean up some money that was scattered along a roadside. Really?
Oh, all right then.
Seemed too good to be true. And it was.
Okay, good, because I was going to say, I never get that call.
The Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. Who knew there was enough going on in Northeast Mississippi to print a daily paper, but I guess so. They reported it was the fake currency found Saturday made for use in the movies. Oh. One of the hundreds was emblazoned with the word for motion picture use only.
Mm. What movie was being shot in Northeast Mississippi?
Yeah, the Pontotoc. Okay.
Pontotoc.
That's Indian,
sure.
I guess.
Okay.
Pontotoc County Sheriff, his name's Leo Mask, says it appears that somebody was hauling theater equipment between a movie set and a reel was tossed out by the road. Deputies were counting the funny money as the investigation continued. If the money's not any good, why do you need to count it?
Yeah. Right?
I mean, I guess maybe that's inventoried like everything else, but nonetheless.
I want to make sure we have exactly 600 non-dollars.
Yeah, that say movie only.
Mation.
I guess all hundreds, that's, I guess. Well, you know, I could see where they'd need to do that. It's Mississippi, after all.
Yeah, that's true.
You might be able to convince somebody there that, no, it's good.
Says for motion picture use only.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's okay. Always love typo.
Always love the phrase funny money for
funny.
Some reason.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
There you go, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's, I don't know what day it is. Oh, I do too. It's Labor Day. That's right. We're working. It's Labor Day.
Laboring on Labor Day.
Day 249. We got 117 of them to go. Let's see. Today, in addition to Labor Day, would be, let me scroll all the way down because I don't have that information right in front of me. Oh, it's Waffle Day. Wait a minute.
Didn't we already have
Waffle Day?
Well,
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. I love Waffle House. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
All right. Be late for something day. Yeah, okay.
Well, I was a little late, running a little late this morning.
But I mean, see, and that's the thing about this job. You can get here 10 seconds before you're supposed to be here.
Yeah, sure.
Which I've done sometimes.
You can.
Yeah, I can. But yeah, really. Yeah, you guys actually have to do some preparation ahead of time here at the station. But the other thing is that once you're late, you are late, and people will know.
Yep.
So there you are. That's probably the downside to it. It's also, cheese pizza day.
Oh,
okay. There you are. That margarita pizza is not a bad thing if it's well done. And it's International Day of Charity. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Skandar Keynes is 25.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He was Edmund in Chronicles of Narnia, I suppose.
Sure.
Kat Graham is 27. She was from The Vampire Diaries on CW. Carice Van Houten is 40. She plays Melisandre on Soap Opera with Swords, so that's pretty cool. Rose McGowan, 43 today on Labor Day. Jerry Manthe is 46. He's apparently a, or she is apparently a reality TV superstar.
Huh.
Well, Surreal Life, Survivor.
How could you be a superstar in reality
I
TV?
I don't know.
In your own mind, I guess.
You know?
Okay.
Dweezil Zappa is 47. That's Frank Zappa's kid. Michael Keaton is 65.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Raquel Welch, 76 today.
Uh-huh.
Wow. George Lazenby is 77. He played James Bond, believe it or not.
Once.
In one movie. Yeah. And Bob Newhart is 87 today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pretty cool.
Kathy Guswide, who does the cartoon Kathy, is 66.
Oh.
And Al Stewart, Year of the Cat, 71. And had he taken better care of himself, Jack Daniels' birthday is celebrated today, at least at the distillery. Now, see, do they have to come in to celebrate the birthday?
I don't know, you know, but I think a lot of people celebrate his birthday on a lot of different days.
Well, yeah, they do, for any number of reasons.
Yeah.
That's right. So anyway, happy birthday to him.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Congressman Trey Gowdy says that Hillary Clinton and her team went to extreme lengths to ensure that 30,000 emails that she deleted from her server could never be recovered. Now, speaking of Fox News, Gowdy revealed that Clinton used a software program called Bleach Bit, which, according to the Daily Caller, prevents recovery and hides traces of deleted files. Now, the South Carolina congressman said, quote, "They didn't just push the delete button. They had them deleted so even God couldn't read them." Website advertising BleachBit describes the product, quote, "Beyond simply deleting files, BleachBit includes advanced features such as shredding files to prevent recovery, wiping free disk space to hide traces of files deleted by other applications." Well, I thought these were just emails about yoga, a funeral, and a wedding.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Opinions. Everybody's got them on a variety of subjects, but not everybody has the opportunity to express those opinions to a mass audience. Fortunately for me, I'm lucky enough to have a job that allows me the opportunity to do so. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is your very first Bit of Info. The Bit of Info is a commentary, my commentary. And though my opinions won't necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Brian Broadcasting, its management, ownership, my fellow infomaniacs, or really anyone who can think for themselves, someone somewhere decided to allow me a few minutes of airtime to share my point of view with you. The subject of those opinions will range from politics to entertainment to technology and everything in between. Now, if you disagree with my opinions, that's absolutely fine. This is America, and one of the beautiful things about this great country is that we have the right to disagree. In fact, I'd love to hear your point of view. You're always welcome to email me at brad@brianbroadcasting.com. I'll even answer if I get the chance. All I ask is that you keep it civil, and I'll do the same. I'm always up for a good debate, but level heads, as they say, are usually the ones that prevail. Now, the good news is I'm a media junkie and a trivia machine. I read just about anything I can get my eyes on, and I'm fairly confident that my knowledge and opinions will inform you, entertain you, and with any luck, occasionally even make you laugh. So thank you for this opportunity to share. Please join me on this journey and enjoy a bit of info.
You don't have to work hard to get a great deal during Akison Toyota's Labor Day Repo Joe Sale. Thursday through Monday only, shop Akison Toyota's huge selection of used cars for every budget. Over 160 of the best trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield. Stock number 162-128A, 2007 Honda Civic, selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR, $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
$27 down and $89 a month. The payments are clearly posted. The savings are too big to miss. Hurry for best selection.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville for the Repo Joe sale through Labor Day Monday. Subject to prior sale.
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Another NFL season is here, but one guy who may be too busy to watch Sunday is former Bengals and Falcons tight end Reggie Kelly. After 13 seasons in the league, he moved from the gridiron to the cast iron, rolling out a line of barbecue sauces and rubs, seasonings, and salsas under the Kiven brand. It all started after Kelly held free football camps for kids in his hometown in Mississippi and afterward fed everyone who helped.
They raved about how good my family ingredients were, and they were the ones who encouraged me to take our products to market.
Though it can be tough to run a small food business, Kelly says he's had mentors and gotten a lot of help along the way.
People in this industry are so helpful because they want to see me succeed because our products are good, and I try to do the right thing with integrity.
Kiven products are available in stores including Walmart and Kroger and online at Amazon. It's a quiet day on Wall Street as the markets are closed for the holiday. That's Your Money Now.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Good morning, 623, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. That's a that was a pretty smart football guy. So who, if you know who this
Bruce
is?
Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. Another NFL season is here, but one guy who may be too busy to watch Sunday is former Bengals and Falcons tight end Reggie Kelly.
Was Reggie like a good ball player?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, pretty smart marketing, though. Is he lays this on the Wall Street Journal people to use on Labor Day. So, you know, any other day, he might get mentioned for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, right, but there's nothing else going on.
They did 55 seconds on this guy who's got barbecue sauce. I mean, really? This is something new and different? A football player comes out with barbecue sauce?
But you know what? Now I want some barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's okay, too. And you can do that. But I just, anyway, pretty smart marketing on that guy's part. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, here we go. Surfing tryouts in California interrupted by a four-legged friend who apparently wanted to join in the fun. Surfers at Southern California's Dana Point shocked when a deer rushed into the ocean.
What?
Wow. Yeah. One surfer had to kick his board out and bail off a wave because the animal suddenly appeared in front of him.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know they were water-faring creatures.
Well, neither did I. Mike Foundy, whose son Cole was a surfer with the near-deer experience, he posted a video of a dog paddling deer. which he said appeared to be spooked. That had to be a way spooked deer.
Yeah.
To go into the ocean.
Yeah.
Anyway, trial judge Sherry Crummer told the Orange County Register that no one knew where the deer had come from, hopped over the rocks, and went out into the sea.
How many times has this got to happen before we change the name to deer paddling?
Oh, man.
That's my question.
I understand. Anyway, so just be aware of that, that in addition to sharks out there, there may be antlered animals that will be...
Watch out for the deer.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back
right.
in the water.
Well, it's the deer. All right. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 625. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 92, 93, something like that. The heat index is going to be back up, and it's going to feel like it this week. I'm sorry, because we have winds out of the south. So just the way you'd expect, but maybe a little earlier in the summer than this. 75 for a low tonight. Tomorrow will be in the 90s as well. There'll be a slight chance of showers. Oh, by the way, 50% today, 20% tonight, 30% on Tuesday. That is pretty much out of the forecast. And we'll be in the 90s all week long. Lows will be in the middle 70s. Right now, winds are out of the south at 5, 96% relative humidity. Fair skies, we got 75.
Howdy, I'm Roy Schickman with the Chamber of Commerce. I want to invite you to enjoy an incredible 2 days of food, fun, networking, and recreation. It's the Chamber's annual Lobster Fest and Golf Classic with title sponsor the Bank and Trust and platinum sponsor CC Creations. It all begins on Monday, September the 12th when you have an opportunity to enjoy a great day of golf as you tee off at the Phillips Event Center. Then on Sunday, September the 18th, Lobster Fest will be held at the Brazos Center from 6 to 9 p.m. You can enjoy a fresh Maine lobster, an outstanding steak, and participate in our live and silent auctions. Visit bcschamber.org or call 260-5200 for reservations.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Warnerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is part of a cooperative?
Being a co-op means that Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home is a local business that is owned and operated right here, and it's part of a network of other independent stores just like it. We have the buying power of over 1,000 stores and give you the best exclusive products at competitive prices. We give back by supporting our veterans and local schools.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
When adults find themselves single after a long relationship, how and where do they find love again? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
After a divorce or breakup, many people have trouble finding love again. But it is possible.
I've been following the same 746 individuals now for over 25 years. 71% found new love again. They felt better physically and psychologically when they found new love.
Dr. Terry Orbach, author of the book Finding Love Again, says one thing that prevents people from finding new love is clinging to the past.
In my study, though, those individuals who did not have very strong emotions connected to the past, who were able to say, I don't feel much of anything toward my ex, were significantly more likely to find love again.
And what's the best way to meet someone new? Well, actually, there are three.
The first first was individuals joined a group activity that met regularly. So you could join a religious group that meets every month. You could join a book club, a wine appreciation club.
The second way is getting set up or going on a blind date.
It turns out that if a family member or a friend fixes you up, they know you, they know that other person, and they think that something about the two of you, you have in common. The third most common is online dating. We know that online dating is very successful.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma. CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A witness to a Friday night armed robbery of a North Bryan convenience store resulted in two law enforcement officers seeking two suspects leave the business, which led to their arrests and the recovery of nearly $34,000.
Bryan police reported an employee at the Lucky Mart on Woodville Road was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at a local hospital. According to the arrest report, surveillance video showed one of the suspects forcibly removing the employee from his car at gunpoint, then hits him in the face, causing the victim to fall backwards and hit his head on a concrete post. The employee and both suspects returned to the store, where more than $15,000 in cash and more than $18,000 in checks were taken. When the men left the store, they were confronted by a Brazos County deputy sheriff and a deputy constable. That led to a foot chase and the arrest of 18-year-old Kenadrick Wheaton and 17-year-old Andre Walker of Bryan. Officers found a trash can next to the C store containing the cash, checks, and an airsoft gun that looks like a semi-automatic pistol. College Station police have not shared what they learned about why a man threatened to jump off a freeway bridge. Saturday's standoff shut down the freeway for almost 2.5 hours at the southbound Rock Prairie exit. The man ended the threat about 15 minutes before kickoff of the Aggie football game and was taken to a hospital for an evaluation. What happened after that was also not released. During Saturday's A&M game, College Station police responded to a report of someone entering at least one vehicle and looking into others, along with trying to open a garage door, all in the area of Dexter and Lano, which is south of Gabbard Park. Man was found in a storage shed. That led to the arrest of 29-year-old Joseph Vizcaya of College Station for a vehicle burglary, theft, possession of methamphetamine and marijuana, and resisting arrest. A dispute between a taxi rider and an unpermitted taxi driver over a fare early Saturday morning led to an arrest by College Station police. Officers responded at 2:20 a.m. to the 3500 block of Paloma Ridge Drive. That's a block north of the intersection of Holloman South and Kane Road. The driver said the passenger struck him, then took his car. The car was found a few blocks away and returned to the driver, who had minor injuries. 4 hours after the initial report, CSPD was called back to the original scene on the report of a man asking to go inside a stranger's house. Officers determined the man was the taxi passenger. That led to the arrest of 25-year-old Jonathan Ermert of Bryan on a robbery charge. CSPD news release did not state if any action was taken against the unpermitted taxi driver. The 20th arrest of a College Station man in the last 14 years is for driving with an invalid license with 26 active suspensions. 32-year-old Winston Brown Jr. spent about 12 hours in jail before posting a $2,000 bond. According to the arrest report, a Deputy Brazos County Precinct 1 constable caught a car driven by Brown going 47 miles an hour in a 25 school zone near Rock Prairie Elementary. A College Station man is arrested for robbery in the Chimney Hill subdivision. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Lauren Martinez is accused of taking $2,000 out of a wallet belonging to his former girlfriend of 7 years. Victim also said Martinez knocked her down and dragged her, then took her cell phone and threw it on the ground. Officers also found a handgun the victim said belonged to Martinez. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Responsibilities for College Station police and code enforcement on Aggie home football game days, among other things, includes monitoring residential areas for vehicles parked in yards. Code enforcement supervisor Debbie Kaler says warnings were issued for the first game. After that, tickets are a possibility not only to homeowners, but to landlords and tenants.
It could go to both. Potentially go to both.
Kaler says the city ordinance has been there at least as long as she's been with the city.
We defend it because this ordinance has been on the books for more than 17 years. I've been with the city for 17 years, and we've always had it. And it's a safety issue. Just because other cities do things their way, we do things our way. And one of those things is enforcing that no parking in the yard ordinance.
Kaler says vehicles can park in any approved hard surface, which includes gravel as well as paved driveways. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents followed last week's regular meeting with a special meeting to honor a 40-year philosophy professor at the flagship campus.
Certainly my most influential philosopher.
President Michael Young read the resolution recognizing John McDermott, who was the head of two departments and continues to teach and serve in other capacities.
Professor McDermott is internationally recognized for his editorial supervision of the critical edition of the works and correspondence of William James, which combined with his personal writings on possibility and experience in the journey of life, has generated countless citations and has profoundly affected the field of American philosophy.
Dr. McDermott shared the recognition with his colleagues.
Be assured that I revel in these festivities, not only for myself, but on behalf of my colleagues in the humanities, for they too do splendid and influential work.
McDermott, who has taught 25,000 students during a 65-year teaching career, also founded the A&M Faculty Senate in 1983 and was the body's first speaker. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, BrazosValleyBride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ.
Ephesians 4:32 reads, "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Jude verse 3 tells us to earnestly contend for the faith. Obviously, we want to do both. At the BCS Church of Christ, we strive to remain kind and forgiving, while at the same time never compromising the truth or endorsing error. It is possible to both love people and hate sin. In fact, Matthew 22, verse 39 instructs us to love our neighbor, and Psalms 119, verse 104 says that we are to hate every false way. And so, we must love people enough to help them out of their sin. Was Jesus kind? Of course. Did Jesus overlook sin? Never. Let us do the same. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. See our website, bcschurchofchrist.com, for more.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. About 20 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's weather time, brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
A partly sunny conclusion to the Labor Day weekend today, but there is the threat of some showers and thunderstorms. We're going to be outside celebrating Labor Day. Keep an eye to the sky later on. Highs will be 90 to 95. Tonight, any storms end early. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy in spots overnight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for showers and storms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, there could be some storms, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it was an overtime nail-biter Saturday for the Aggie football team. I've got audio from Coach Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight. Also, I got your high school football update, and in the MLB, an 8-game win streak wasn't in the cards for the Rangers as the Astros avoided the series sweep. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Political season.
I was going to say that. How you feel about politics right now?
Yeah, well, again, you know, but here is the deal. There was a time back when the news cycle actually had a stopping point where there actually was a little gap where you wouldn't necessarily hear any news except maybe news at the top of the hour on radio, that news conferences were pretty much a daily staple when it came for a candidate who is running for president.
Sure.
Well, now, you know, there are a lot of ways to get the word out there. But, you know, truth be told, Donald Trump has held 16 formal news conferences this year, and Hillary's gonna.
Yeah.
At some point.
I heard something like he held more in August than she's held all year.
Yeah, one. Wow. Yeah, he had one.
which is one.
But it's interesting because, I mean, it's been almost 9 months, they're saying, since she did that. And reporters would like to be able to have the candidate actually answer questions that they put forth.
Right.
And I think we deserve that, probably.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why, you know, we question newsmakers here. We want to hear the reasons behind the decisions that they make so that we can better understand it and whether or not we agree with them on things.
Yeah, because as you're saying, there's more ways to put information out there, but it's the information they want to put out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they're not being forced to answer questions.
And she's got a lot to answer for right
now.
Oh,
do you think? I don't know.
You know, one or two things, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll just send her an email.
Exactly. But anyway, there's plenty of situations where that is what presidential candidates have done in the past, and the fact that she's not probably is starting to show up a little bit. Now, John Cornyn, who is pretty powerful, he's like the number two guy in the Republican Party, is now saying that Hillary misled lawmakers 8 years ago when questions about the Clinton Foundation were looming over her nomination as Secretary of State. He held up her nomination because of concerns over potential conflicts of interest posed by their fundraising activities. He finally went ahead and let it happen, and so she was named as the Secretary of State. And she promised him that there were safeguards that were being followed. So now he's saying, yeah, well, maybe she didn't do that either.
Yeah.
So, and actually, Cornyn's been asking for a special prosecutor to investigate all this stuff about how they've handled the money. But remember, as James Carville said, they have not taken one dime from the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they haven't earned one dime. It's just they haven't taken any money from the Clinton Foundation.
Well, the guy to believe would be James Carville on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, of course. He's
an honorary member
them.
Of the Clinton family.
Yeah, that's true. So this is kind of unfortunate news. It came out on Friday. Texas will no longer help low-income families pay their electric bills. It was called the Light Up Program.
that offered discounts to hundreds of thousands of poor Texas families over the year. It's run out of money, and the discounts ended on August the 31st, according to the Public Utility Commission. Observers expected the money to run out after lawmakers declined to extend the program funding source 3 years ago. I'm not exactly sure why they did that, and there were probably some people who were using it who shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But 700,000 households, it says, relied on the program in 2015. And, you know, it's going to we've had some hot temperatures. And,
yeah.
And you know, we get to go into our air-conditioned world, and most everybody we know gets to live in an air-conditioned world. And to know that that's not available, that the state can't help in that way is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. So that's not good news to start the week out.
And hot people are cranky people.
You're right. Exactly.
Oh, that, indeed.
And, yeah. You know, that sounds like a joke, but it really is true. And, you know, crime rates go up in the summer because people just get...
Well, they're aggravated
perturbed because
of that, yeah. And the fact that, you know, if they live in close proximity to people who they don't like, then they decide this is the time to go take some sort of action. And so anyhow, it's unfortunate that has happened.
And I get it. I don't like to be sweaty either.
Well, no, we don't. And it is. It's a, you know, it's a kind of a human condition that we're used to being able to be comfortable. All right, 646.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 10th, learn all about the Veterinary Feed Directive. Many changes are coming in how antibiotics can be used in food animals. If you're a livestock producer or show exhibitor, it'll be an important class for you. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I don't think herb gardening has ever been more popular than it is right now today. Visit any garden center, you'll find an entire area set aside for this rich and varied group of plants. Thanks to those nurserymen for making them available, and thanks to the herbalists who've been telling us for so long how really wonderful these plants are. Herbs are popular, and there are a lot of them you can plant in the fall. I'll be back with details right after this message. I have information on a fine product from the Bayer Advanced people. When roaches invade your home, don't turn to messy, complicated products. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy, no-mess, one-touch precision applicator lets you daub small doses in areas where roaches love to hide. It leaves no odor or mess. It's just that simple and easy. Use Bayer's Home Pest Roach Killer Gel in areas that roaches seek food, water, or shelter. Places like kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, and garages. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches. It contains 75 bait placements. That's enough to treat an average home. Check the label before you use Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel. Fall is a great time for planting many of the herbs you like to grow. Some of them are winter hardy, but almost all can be grown in patio pots and small hanging baskets so they can be protected from the first frost and harvested well into the winter. If you have an enclosed atrium, a bright windowsill, or best of all, a hobby greenhouse, you can grow your fresh herbs all winter long. Compare the quality and price at the grocery store, you'll see what a bonus you'll have. Annual herbs such as basil are some of the quickest and the easiest. There actually are a dozen or more types of basil alone, some short, globe form to tall, large leaf varieties. Some have bright green leaves, others are deep burgundy purple. All stand shearing quite well, and they grow very well. What they won't handle is cold weather, so they're going to have to go into a greenhouse or a bright home. Rosemary, on the other hand, is quite perennial in much of the state. Again, there are many forms, some much larger than others. The biggest types are good as cascading plants along the edge of a retaining wall or tumbling out of a large patio pot. Smaller types are often trained as small topiaries, for example, as a tabletop Christmas tree. Chives and parsley are more for spring plantings, but they also can be beautiful in the fall garden. Both make excellent bed borders, growing 8 to 12 inches tall. Parsley will bolt to flower its second spring, and in doing so will be bitter and unusable. Chives get thicker and more attractive the second year. Both can be harvested quite well into the fall. Sage is a woody little perennial herb. Some types are green, others are gray-green, and others are variegated creamy white and green. Sage is an attractive herb, with most types growing to 12 to 15 inches tall. It works well in clay pots set in attractive groupings with other herbs. You can even use it as one of an assortment of herbs in a strawberry jar or a hanging basket. There are many types of thyme, many of them creeping. Grow thyme in morning sun with afternoon shade, particularly if you're growing it in pots. Some folks try the trailing types between stepping stones in patios. However, that usually burns out in the hot southwestern climate. By far the most popular group of herbs, however, is mints. It's hard to imagine the South without spearmint, and there are so many other kinds of decorative and wonderful-smelling mints. So give herbs a try. They really are rewarding, and this is a good time to plant them. Soils, the foundation of great gardens, will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:51. The Aggie football team had quite a showing on Kyle Field as Trevor Knight threw for 239 yards and a touchdown and ran for two more scores, including one in overtime to lead Texas A&M to a 31-24 victory over the number 16 UCLA on Saturday in his debut with the Aggies. Here's Trevor Knight on gaining some momentum at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, you know, I think it was getting that first down. And when we got the first down, we started to speed it up a little bit with some tempo, and that's when you kind of get the rhythm and the things going.
The Aggies had a 4th-and-1 from the 1 in overtime when Knight waltzed into the end zone untouched for the score in the opener for both teams. Texas A&M sealed the victory when Justin Evans knocked down Josh Rosen's pass at the goal line on 4th down. Running back Keith Ford had a touchdown in 65 of A&M's 203 yards rushing in his first game since setting out a year following his transfer from Oklahoma. Josh Rosen threw 3 interceptions while working under heavy pressure from a defense led by Myles Garrett. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
That's a good football team we played today. And you're looking at one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I think he proved that today too. So for us today, after the game, I was proud of our guys to get the win, number one. But the way things happen, we've got a lot to work on.
The Aggs take on Prairie View A&M Saturday, September 10th at Kyle Field at 11 a.m. You can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM and News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, in Austin, Tyrone Swoop scored on a lunging 6-yard touchdown run in the second overtime, giving Texas a 50-47 victory over number 10 Notre Dame Sunday night. The Texas quarterback broke a tackle, burst up the middle, and stretched the ball across the line as the Longhorns earned a huge victory for embattled coach Charlie Strong after 2 losing seasons. Here's Coach Strong on how he believes his team will fare this season.
I believe in my players, and I believe in what we're doing here. And it's going to change eventually. We just got to continue to play together. One game doesn't make a season, but we have a lot more ball. We're going to enjoy this.
The Longhorns take on UTEP Saturday, September 10th at 6:10 p.m. In high school football, A&M Consolidated versus Foster ended with the Tigers losing 34-28. Meanwhile, Bryan took down Waller 42-37. College Station High School bested Colleen Shoemaker 61-14. Navasota lost to Magnolia West 23-22. And Buffalo won against Norman G 31-8. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball,
0-2, and Gaddis hits this in the air pretty deep to center. It sends Desmond back, still going back at the wall. See you later! Evan Gaddis goes yard for the second straight day, and the Astros lead. It's 6-2.
George Springer and Evan Gaddis homered for the Houston Astros, who avoided a series sweep against the AL best Texas Rangers with a 7-6 victory Sunday that snapped the Rangers' 7-game winning streak. Houston is still 9.5 games behind Texas in the AL West with 4 weeks left in the regular season. The Astros begin a 4-game series with the Indians in Cleveland today at 6:10. Meanwhile, the Rangers take on the Mariners in Seattle at 3:10. Pre-game's at 2:30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Cowboys have signed Mark Sanchez and waived Jameel Showers in a swap of backup quarterbacks behind rookie starter Dak Prescott. Dallas had to make room on the 53-man roster for Sanchez on Sunday after signing the six-year veteran to a one-year contract. Meanwhile, in Houston, J.J. Watt passed his physical on Sunday and will return to practice on Monday, a good sign that he'll be ready for Houston's opener against Chicago on September 11th. Watt missed all of training camp and the Texans' four preseason games after surgery to repair a herniated disc in his back in July. In Darlington, Martin Truex Jr. held off Kevin Harvick on the final restart to win the Southern 500. Harvick led for most of the laps but was done in by slow pit stops, one of which dropped him from first to 12th during the race before he ended up second. And in tennis, top seed Novak Djokovic, ninth seed Joe Wilfried Tsonga, number 10 Gael Monfils, and number 24th seeded Lucas Pouille are the first to advance the U.S. Open men's quarterfinals. On the women's side, number 8 Madison Keys was knocked out by unseeded Caroline Wozniacki. Wozniacki is joined in the quarterfinals by Angelique Kerber, Roberta Vinci, and Anastasia Sevastova. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, BrazosValleyBride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
All right, Bert, we got everything?
Camrys, check. Tundras, got them. Corollas, uh-huh. RAV4, yep. Prius, check. Yep, Stan, that's the last of the 2016 Toyotas loaded up and ready to go.
Where will they go, Bert?
Some will go east, others west. Some will go to help country farmers feed the nation, while others will go to big cities to help facilitate commerce. We're not just shipping Toyotas here, Stan. We're shipping the vehicles that help drive America.
I sure am going to miss them.
Me too, buddy.
Sorry, friends, but the annual clearance event is happening now, and the people need their cars.
Okay, what can I just say?
Toyota, let's go places. During Toyota's annual clearance event, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $379 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 9/6/16.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, checking in a couple of extra stories here before 7 o'clock. It's a couple of minutes still. Police hunting for a nude man who held up a South Carolina convenience store at gunpoint.
Like you do.
Escaped with only Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, boy.
Police says the guy, except for a bandana over his face and a pair of black shoes, and I guess now a plastic bag full of Reese's peanut butter cups. You know, at some point you've got to stop. You have to end up, what? You're going to have to sit down on the ground somewhere or something. It's just, it's not going to end well.
No.
And I wouldn't think that the fact you didn't have any clothes on made it any different. Just come in, get your Reese's peanut butter cups, and leave.
Right.
How are police still looking for him?
Yeah, well,
how did nobody notice that?
Yes, exactly. 50-year-old Rhode Island man charged with shooting corn cobs at his neighbor's house. Jeffrey Osella was arrested. Police say that he answered his door shirtless and had...
What is up with no clothes?
I don't know. corn kernel stuck to his chest.
Wow.
Police say that Osella used a potato gun to shoot corn cobs at his neighbor's house, which was up for sale. Gun is made of PVC pipe, used a light accelerant, such as hairspray, to ignite it. Police say that Osella and his neighbor have long-running disputes.
I'm just looking to have a good time, man.
I'm just saying that I know a radio station that moved into a tall building, and our engineer at the time had some PVC pipe and light accelerant.
Hey!
And taters.
There you go.
Yeah, I know.